In the spring of 1845, the American writer, poet, and sometime philosopher Henry David Thoreau left the town where he lived and walked into the woods to set up home there. He took with him the thought that, "I would rather sit on a pumpkin and have it all to myself than to be crowded upon a velvet cushion." Over a century and a half later, John Gilbert also walked out of the town of his birth and into the woods nearby.
As I was saying, it was obviously spurred on by a kind of disintegration of my relationship with my mum and her husband. And I was away and got back and realised that my stuff wasn't there. So that was kind of like, I had to do something about it, no question about that.
Wherever I sat, there might I live, and the landscape radiated out from me accordingly. What is a house but a sedes, a seat? Better if a country seat.
I think what's interesting is I felt like I was just doing what came naturally.
In a certain season of our life, we're accustomed to consider every spot as a possible site of a house. I have thus surveyed the country on every side within a dozen miles of where I live. In imagination, I bought all the farms in succession, for all were to be bought, and I knew their price.
Although I suppose I could have, like, gone and rented a small room or something like that. Took what I had and moved to the local campsite. So it was the only, I mean, it's the most acceptable way of doing it, really, that people will allow you to. This was a great fear at the time that people are just trying to stop me from doing what I was doing.
Simplicity, 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 I say. Let your affairs be as two or three, and not a hundred or a thousand. Instead of a million, count half a dozen, and keep your accounts on your thumbnail.
It feels like I've got more weight now, because before that was possibly the most wonderful thing about just having the tent and a few sort of bit of bedding and some, you know, whatever money I had, was, you know, that there was no weight to it. And if I had got back and it had all burnt down, that would be just fine. I could do it somewhere else, you know. It wasn't of any intense value.
I learned this, at least by my experiment, that if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success unexpected in common hours. New, universal, and more liberal laws will begin to establish themselves around and within him. Or the old laws be expanded and interpreted in his favor in a more liberal sense, and he will live with the license of a higher order of beings.
The laws and kind of acceptance of that. Our own kind of right to survival almost has been taken off us. And I think if we're not looking very carefully, it will be. You know, I think that we're only a few steps away from laws that would probably prevent me from doing this.